yesterday's well. So very good, because yesterday's was actually three together. So three Kinyani Torah yesterday and going in today are the Shimush Chachomim, Tikru Chaverim, and Pilpul Talmidim. Those three things are all things which make a person able to be Kinyani Torah. So Shimush Chachomim is the person's living with his Rebbe. It's not just listening to the Shirim, but actually like Meshua, but Loi Mosh, me, oil of Meshua Beinu. The true Gedolim we see on the Mamish, or on the Shamish, the Rebbe's, even the Sichas Kala, they are able to learn from. And then that's the Shimush Chachomim, so you're picking up every little bit that you can of the Torah, right, even their little speech. And then we move on to Dikdu Chaverim. Some people say Diu Chaverim, but either means to be makvid who your chavuses are, to make sure you've got good friends. But the Shemesh Rol explains it means that with the Chaverim you can argue. You can argue it's out, and you get closer so that you get clearer in the pshat, right? For sure, you hear. But with Chaverim, you fight it out, and you get clearer in the pshat, clearer. And Pilpul Talmidim, Pilpul is the highest level of learning. The highest level of learning, you're managing to spellful together. Machadid is sharpening your brains, and that's what makes us grasp the Torah that much better. The Gemara says, "How will Amati me Rabbeisai the How Leish Yeshem Mechaverei from his Talmidai is the Kulam." And that's to say the Shimush Rabbeisai, the Shimush Chachomim. That's the Rebbes, and then you have the Chaverim, which helps you even more to learn and get the Torah. And then you have the final thing is the Talmidim, the Pilpul Talmidim, the Pilpul with the Talmidim. That's what comes out. Gets the greatest grasp on the Torah. Okay. And then the fourth one, yes, by you giving over to your students and making sure that it's all very clear, and they argue with you, and you're thoughtful with it, and powerful with it, it becomes clear. The one of today, the fourth one, is Yishuv. Yishuv means being patient. Being patient, somebody asks you a question, not to answer straight away, but rather to think about it, think if there's a possible answer to and after thought, then give your answer. And by having patience when you answer, you are able to grasp the Torah.
Yishuv
as in Yishuv Adas. Yishuv Adas.
Sorry, what's an example of Pilpul learning? Is it a
Pilpul? Yeah. Pilpul, actually, if you want a classic Pilpul, you should take Prosh Jochim or Kli Chamdo. There, it's on the Chumash, right? Or Egli Tal even is like that, where they're mafalsal taking a gemara which you would think has got no shaykhahs, and sharpening it until somehow or another we find it is connected to it. It's not the general anhaga of yeshivas, the yeshivas are more to understand more on the shat, but it definitely is a way of sharpening your brain. Is to try and be mechalik between one little mechuzah and another mechuzah. Briskers do it a lot. That's the briskers. Mahalach is to slice something. Briskov used to walk down with his son and say, "What's the difference between a house and a tree?" So his son would say, "A tree is leaves." Ah, so everything that has leaves is a tree. So then a plant is a tree. So no, a plant, it just grows from the ground, and the tree has stuff, and he would go like that, break down things more and closer and closer and closer until you could get the exact definition of what you're looking for. Right, indeed. Once it's split ahead, you can get to the closest. So let's try and go through the sheet, and let's go through the sheet. What is the opinion of a Yehuda regarding continuing to eat after nightfall? I think we all know that now. A Yehuda holds that you're eating a meal, you have to stop. Right, but the main questions on this page were the whys. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you need to stop when you come to it? When it comes nightfall? What's the answer, Bavram?
You need a separate designated Shabbos meal.
Right, you need to start your Shabbos meal at the covered Shabbos. You need to designate that this meal is the covered Shabbos. Indeed. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? You mean why can't you carry on? Right, right, very good. Fantastic question. The answer is that a lot is that the first food you eat on Shabbos has to be Kavod Shabbos. Right, so if you continue eating your meal, your weekday meal, so you're not having the first food on Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos. That's the same idea of Avdolah. Avdolah, you're not allowed to eat before Avdolah. Why? The first meal of weekday has to have been separated, as you have to start the week with Avdolah. That's the first drinking that you do, is the drinking of Avdolah wine. You start the week with Avdolah. You start the Shabbos with the Shabbos meal.
Where is that brought down? Gemara says that, Rishon says
that. That vault is brought down in Moshe Feinstein says it, and Moshe Stemel says it, but Yossi Ben Boston said that, but that's how they understood from this Gemara. In fact, to answer your question, the fact that they're saying that you can't continue starting and then have a new meal afterwards, you see from here that like Dora of the Shabbos of the Zinnis, you have to start your meal with the Shabbos, start your Shabbos with the Shabbos meal. What's the opinion of a great year? A great year holds?
You
can continue on. Why? Yeah, but why?
Yeah,
as long as you eat a meal on Shabbos, whatever you eat, it doesn't have to be starting the cover Shabbos. Eating on Shabbos itself is a Shabbos meal. What's a great year? How does one fulfill Kiddush Shmoneh Mitzvah? What's the question? What's the umkus of this question? The shot in this question is, because it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, you make kids afterwards. So where's your kids walking through that? You're not going to eat anything afterwards. You can have kiddush after your meals. Also, it's in the same vicinity as your Suda and Rabbi Yehuda.
Wasn't the question coming out there? Because you've beaten.
Oh, and how does one fulfill Suda Shabbat? It's just that that's question B.
Sorry.
Yeah, how does one fulfill Oining Shabbat, Suda Shabbat? After this, you had some Shabbat, but that's good enough. What's the opinion of Shmuel Rabin?
Don't stop, throw a map over the table, make it.
Right. You don't need to break up your meal, but you do need to stop and make kiddush and move on. Comes to Yehuda that machlek tishreinim whether one should recite Bechus Mazon first or kiddush first. Perhaps that's not such great English. There's machlek tishreinim. Comes to Yehuda whether one should recite Bechus Mazon first or kiddush first. Right? That means that we saw machlek tishreinim as Baal held that what you do first. Rashbam held that what you do first?
You make kiddush first.
Kiddush first, very good. And Tzitzis held what you make first? Birchus Hamazon first. So let's start with Tzitzis. Which you say hold that one who cites Birchus Hamazon first? And what's their rationale? Huh? Yeah, Tzitzis says you do Birchus Hamazon first. Why? Excellent. You should be finished. Your kiddush should be close to your Shabbos meal. You do Birchus Hamazon, you finish your weekday meal, and then you do Kiddush with your Shabbos meal. That's one possibility. Tzitzis says that. Another possibility could be that already had a chiv of Birchus Hamazon. That's my first chiv. My first chiv is Birchus Hamazon. I started eating. Already as soon as I stopped eating, I had a chiv of Birchus Hamazon. So Birchus Hamazon came first, I have to do Birchus Hamazon first. Could be that's the reason. Could be Toddy Hashem. Toddy could be the reason. There's numerous reasons why it could be you have to make Birchus Hamazon before Kiddush. Tzitzis says that the Kiddush should be with the Shabbos meal. Balei Mari says because of the chiyuv of Birchus Hamazon was first and because of Toddy Sheina Toddy.
What does
Toddy Sheina Toddy means? If you have two mitzvahs, and one is a more common mitzvah, and the other,
right.
You make a brach on the more common mitzvah first. Sorry?
What did you say? Say yes, you know?
I wouldn't read it to make an aspect.
That's definitely why you have to do Birchus Hamazon. But you're saying why you shouldn't make Kiddush first? I didn't say that reason because you're no. But I can hear what you're saying. You want to say that you should make a hefsek before you make Kiddush. Yeah? Yeah. Satan does say that word. Satan does say this word. Satan says, there's more than a haptic, but saying, yeah, my love, can you say, I'm so much less than the Shabbos. So maybe it's the same in both points. If it's the more than, it has to be first, because that's making the haptic, and the kiddush has to be second, because that has to be so much less. Very good. Yeah, Rafi, what's your answer?
So also said, because kiddush refers to the ill Shabbos, and the ill Jew being refers to
the Balamoy. The Balamoy, the name of the person is Balamoy. Hamma'o. Bala Hamma'o. The author of the Ma'o. Do you want to know where this paper is? To the back of the... under the wrist. Under the wrist is the Ma'o HaKotan. Ma'o HaKotan is the Bala Hamma'o.
There's a few of them that
came first with the Shemazon, and the other one is the Mortai. Right, more common. Right, next one. Which you showing him hold the one recites Kiddush first? And what is their rationale? You thought I gave the game away, but I can taste the center up, right? So which you send him hold that you should make Kiddush first? That's about, not Tatus. Tatus might give the reason for it, but Tatus doesn't actually hold that way. Tatus holds you make Mishra Mosin first, right? So which you send hold you make Kiddush first? It's your Shvam, the Rish, the Ram, right, the Ross, quite right, a number of them. Tell me Kiddush first, and their rationale. Why should you make Kiddush before Birchas HaMazon? There's two reasons here.
Shabbos is caused.
Excellent, that's the Ram's reason, because Shabbos caused the weekday meal, the weekday meal to finish, the Birchas HaMazon to be said, right? And that's the opinion of the Ram, and the opinion of Tesis. Come on, Ramosha.
To enable you to drink the cup.
To enable you to drink the cup. It means you need to drink the cup. So you have to make Kiddush first. This is the Rashbam. The Rashbam's opinion is you do Kiddush first.
He doesn't
say why. He just says because Shabbos.
He said the time of Shabbos is right.
Right. He doesn't explain what that means. Pastors, I think he means that the Rashbam.
So
that caused him. That was the cause for this month. Mishnayim notes that according to Shmuel's ruling, this discussion is not relevant. Anyone work that one out? Why is that?
No.
Shmuel says stop.
But that's
the other thing.
But it's
don't continue, man. You stop.
Right. Shmuel holds that this discussion about whether we make Kiddush first versus the Mosin first is not relevant. You're saying because we pass our grace, it's more than that. It's because we don't even pass our grace. Because in Rabbi Yossi also we could have a discussion whether you make versus the Mosin. Rabbi Yossi says you make versus the Mosin first and then you make Kiddush, right? So even according but says the Rosh, according to Shmuel, it's not relevant because you don't bench. You have to make Kiddush in the middle of your meal, and then you bench afterwards. So this whole discussion, Kiddush first, but the Muslim first, but the Muslim first, Kiddush first, and even according to Abiyasi, what the halach is, that when you finish your meal first, make Bessel Muslim, and then you make Kiddush, is all irrelevant, because the halach is you don't bench yet. The moment you, when the Shabbos comes, when the Shabbos comes, you stop, you make Kiddush, and you go on after that.
What if you want to
bench? Can't drop Shem. I'm in the middle of a meal and I want to continue eating. I decide now I want to bench. And then I continue eating 5 minutes. Is it Rosh Hashanah? I don't have to do that. Very good question. The halacha is, let's say, some basic halachis. If you are about to start a meal and you see a delicious tomato and you want to eat it, it's forbidden to eat that tomato then. If you're anyway going to start a bread meal in a 20-second time or 2 minutes time, because that very predominantly you're going to make now would have been able to avoid making that bracha. We have to try and minimize brachas. We have to try and minimize brachas. You're not allowed to make a bracha about tala. you're not allowed to do a bracha shin tzicha. Bracha shin tzicha means a bracha that I could have avoided. Although, one might say that, why not? Let's get as much setbacks as we can to the Rebbe Shalom. Why not? It's a wonderful thing to do. But Chazal knew that to be able to make a bracha to Rebbe Shalom is a very, very, very difficult thing for us to do. But we bent. This one person called for that. I first moved here 14 years ago. Spoke on Shabbat, and then I talked to him 5 years later, and he couldn't remember it. But it's a nice heart. It says, we bent. For everything that you've given us, we want to thank you. Like he says in the Torah of Achalta, the Kavot of Erachto, he says that you should eat, you should be satiated and bench. So why do we say Kakosov, like it says in the Pasuk? Imagine, your wife prepares you delicious food, and you eat it, and you say, it says in the marriage book, and they say, thank you for the food, thank you very much. Isn't that what we're doing? We're so thankful, like it says in the Torah, we say thank you. So that's this what we also have the time is a study from Hashem. I've got no idea who it was, and he doesn't know either, because he can't remember it. So, Tzaddik from Yerushalayim, I don't know who it was, I just remember, he said this wrong. A Tzaddik in Yerushalayim says, and this is really based on the Gemara says already that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, no, what do you say to me? Give me a bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, me? How can I give you a bracha? Moshe said, no, I want you to. And Vata Yigdal no Koyach Hashem. Vata Yigdal no Koyach Hashem. Hashem should have more Koyach. So the portion of Mazdeh is the brachas that we give are Kiviyakol give Koyach to Hashem to give Shefa. I ask, that's all I did for Zim as well. Since the finger speaks out, since the shaman speaks out, the Indian of Sukkot Zimmer is by asking Machi Tzoyi to the Vayishan for what he gives us, that in turn is what gives the Shefa, the Vayishan, willing to give us Shefa. So it gives him Koyach to give us. It's a bit of a chutzpah, the Etzem, that we are declaring that we're giving the Vayishan Koyach. We're making brachas, which gives the Vayishan Koyach. A bit of a chutzpah. But that's what the Vayishan wants, that's what we'll do. So we're about to thank Hashem. We're eating the food that we're thanking Hashem. Now we're going to give him to be up with Koyach. Give us more. So there's like saying the Torah. Kachos is not chutzpah. It says in the Torah we should thank Rebbe Shem. You gave us this right of doing such a thing, and that's why we're doing it. So Leila, so then before to explain, start making a bracha when there's no need. Is the chutzpah.
You want a tomato right now.
You're not standing
right
into the room. I understand that. No, you know you're about to start eating meal.
You're
going to
sit in the kitchen.
The exact Hadoras Hadova, I'm asking to you, what happens if I'm desperate for this tomato right now? And the guests are coming and I don't want to wait until I was already dribbling down my mouth. Then yes, you're right. But if you can wait, there's no difference to you if you wait now or you haven't eaten. There's real no difference. Yeah, then not only do you have to wait until you. So how do we get on to that? Oh, so here you have this thing. You're in the middle of the meal. You want to pinch. And then you'll start again. Forbidden. Why? You're making four brachas which are in Sikha. Because you could just continue that meal without it. Maybe we all see a bunch of us, we do it. Kasha, the Prima Golden. Very good. Prima Golden asked the Kasha and says that since it's a minute to split up the meal, so having meat and milk. Milk and meat. There's a reason for it, and therefore it's okay. Similar. Sevyuda holds you have to break up the meal. Therefore you make both of them all them. There's no problem with opposing to you. Because there's a din, you have to break up the meal. So Mela, well, then Shmos, maybe that's just in the minute of those that do bench in between, because since it's a minute, you have to break up the meal. So milk and meat. So Mela, you can bench in between.
If somebody's cooking
fresh
food,
you
take yourself out to the
important,
and you know you're
washing,
you have to
be
eating.
How many things you said just taken for granted there? somebody's tasting food and makes a bracha before tasting. Who makes a bracha before tasting? How do you know you have to make a bracha before tasting? Only if you get an offer. Tasting the girl and you don't make a bracha. If you're doing it, so have an offer.
You do. On Shabbos, though, you're telling me that it's not a bracha because you're short. So you need to ask
a bracha. All you have to make a bracha in Zicha. All you have to make a bracha in Zicha on Shabbos in order to avoid, in order to make sure you have your made a bracha. As you see, we can be giving a shayam as a bracha. But we want to try and focus on KVWC, so with your permission, let's get back to number 7.
What would be the instinct?
The answer to number 7 is that according to Shmuel, you have to stop your meal without Bethesda Muslim and make Kiddush and then continue your meal. The discussion whether you make Bethesda Muslim first or Kiddush first is irrelevant because do not have Kiddush and Bethesda Muslim together. You don't have them together, you have Kiddush and then Bethesda Muslim after the level. Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where do we see that Shmuel says you cannot first finish? That's my question. Maybe he came in and said, we were discussing maybe the different reasons why he was saying you have to be poet my father. Where do we see that he was not
to the Shita of Allah?
He said
Allah.
He said
Allah.
He said
I have you answered why you are not in what Rabbi answered you back very clearly. Like everybody, he does not hold of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to bench, he does not hold.
No, so the same way we said, okay, Rabbi Yossi, we type shit as to what exactly he meant. So say he meant, he didn't exactly mean, not like Rabbi Yehuda. He meant, you have to do this. This is perfectly fine. But really, I'm okay with you doing it.
I can't.
Why not?
Rosh Hashanah. What
is Rosh Hashanah?
You don't need to bench.
Why? His idea.
He just said he doesn't hold the review. You don't need to bench.
What?
He just said he doesn't
have to bench.
So if you don't have to bench, then it's a Rosh Hashanah.
And maybe not because the door was going to be
You're not listening. The minute you tell me you don't need to bench, then benching is a Rosh Hashanah. Right?
You don't have to.
I'm telling you, halacha. If you don't need to do something and you make a bracha, that's called inchicha. That's called unnecessary. Do you not agree to that? That's called unnecessary. You don't have to do it. Another English word in the Torah is don't have to is not necessary. If it's not necessary, then this benching is unnecessary. And it's the bracha shein shicha. Bracha is not necessary, and therefore it's forbidden. Number 8. Source of bracha shein shicha, shulchan aruch. Number 8. Rish. Rish writes, there is a practical implication of the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. What is it, and what is his ruling? When is there nafkamina lamayit? We pass Rabbi Yossi. So this is a practical implication for us. Practical meaning we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So, and we pass like Shmuel anyway. So when's there ever negiah this discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? When's there ever negiah that we pass Rabbi Yossi?
For him.
Purim is not a gap word. It's not that small. Oh, very good. Very good. He finished his meal at Ben Ashmoshes. And now you have a shayla. Do you first make Kiddush or do you first bench? There's the riff. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what would you do first?
You'd
make Kiddush first. Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd make Kiddush first. Why would you make Kiddush first? Because you're telling me that they'd come upon me. You could have said because in order to drink the wine. You could have said, yeah?
Oh, okay.
I like what you're saying. But today, yeah, one of those two reasons. I'm saying, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do first? You have to do Bethesda Muslim first.
To start it.
Right, so this we didn't speak out in Shiv. We didn't speak out in Shiv. According to the Rif, it seems to be that you have to make Bethesda Muslim first. The Shabur writes that clearly. The Rif holds that after you said Avlon and Voyech, you have to bench. Not like the Rosh, not like we saw the Rosh. The Rif holds you have to bench. And therefore the Rif tells us you have to do Bethesda Muslim first. right?
Because they washed the feet, because they don't
have water. Yeah, I read the man was raining.
You know, if not, meal stopped and they didn't bring water, they would.
And you would make kiddush. Because you stood in the middle of the meal. That was all by Shmuel. You can make kiddush. That's the kiddush of the Rif. The Rif holds that comes to, in this case, they've read the horse man was raining. According to the review, it's also for you to drink the wine, or the wine is causing the best of the yoga, causing the best of the mountain to be fed. And therefore you have to make kiddush first. Come to the that doesn't apply, and therefore you have to make best of the first. And once you've washed down to my mafrenim, you have to That's not practical halacha for us, because we're going to see the masalikis, but that's, we're going to see. Our halacha is coming up in page 2. Rosh takes issue with Rish's ruling for two reasons. Number one is itainad, is a chsoron in kiddush rock and suda. What does he mean by that? I mean, you'll have to eat afterwards, says the Rosh. You'll have to eat afterwards, because otherwise you have now the kiddush from rock and suda. And if you're going to have to eat afterwards, then don't bench now. Right? The Brock is saying Sikha. That's what the Rosh is saying. Since you're anyway going to have to eat afterwards, so then your mummy's like small. You've got cake like small. You came to the stage where you're going to continue eating. So you do finish and you carry on eating. So why on earth should you bench first? Now, the Rosh might have an answer. You have to bench first because you have to bench. But the Rosh is going to say in a minute that the Rosh holds that's not true. You don't have to bench. But so that's the Rosh's question. Since you're anyway going to have to continue eating, so you might as well make kiddush now, continue eating. Why are you benching now? So there's a question here. What's the difference between this scenario and the scenario mentioned in 3a above? In 3a we learned that according to Rabbi Yossi, you can make kiddush after you eat. So why here as well not? Why can't you make kiddush and be yotzer with what you ate already earlier? Because it wasn't Shabbos meal, it was on a weekday.
Because you're in this scenario, wouldn't
Rabbi Yossi
say you have to eat something to make
Shabbos meal? Right, okay, that's what it would be, yeah? Number B, drinking before kiddush. There's a problem. How can the Rif tell us that you should bench and then make kiddush? There's a problem, you're not allowed to drink before kiddush, and you'll be drinking the kiddush because of Muslim. It's part of benching. It's part of your annual meal. Gotti just said something so Kaunish. Now what's it again? Why is it you say you're allowed to drink the wine? He just said, there's no one back out now.
It's part of kiddush, you can do it.
No. Not part of kiddush, didn't say part of kiddush.
Part of the benching.
Part of the benching, to do with the meal beforehand. Say yeah. So, why contribute the kinyanot? Why contribute the says in, they have to make kiddush first. The Rif was the one who said you have to make kiddush first, right? Contribute the. Why? Why come to review that? Why come to review that you have to make kiddush first? You hear the question? You're saying good answer. You hear the question? If you're telling me there is nothing wrong to drink before kiddush because I'm just finishing off my weekday meal, so why come to review that? Is there a lot if you have to make kiddush first? So it must be the Rif learns that the reason why you have to make kiddush first is not because of the reason of places, but rather because of the reason of the run. Because it's forcing you to bench. What's forcing me to bench? What make me mechayev me to bench it? Shabbos. Oh, definitely this. There's only two contributor. Contribution, not forcing me to bench. I could have carried on if I wanted to. The only contributor, what's forcing me to bench is Shabbos, so you have to make it as fast. As engine in contribution, if I wanted to continue my meal, I'm entitled to. So Mela, you can bench first and then you can start afterwards. What, how can you drink the kiddush cup? How can you drink it? Are you drinking, how can you drink the benching cup? Are you drinking before kiddush? Doesn't matter, I'm finishing off my weekday meal. Right, you got it? So this riff is mukhaf milan zariva. Mukhaf. So drinking before kiddush, what possible resolution is there for the question? I thought you should see Ramah below. Because the Ramah is the one who gives a lot of the clarity in this. If you look at the Ramah is, this is Shulchan Aruch. It's a photostats or a Xerox, a photocopy of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Reish Ayin Aleph Sivav. And there the Mechaber talks about outside. Gomas Sudosa, Vikidus Ayoyim, Kodin Shabir versus the Mazin, Al Kodin Tishayin, sorry, Mavar versus the Mazin, Kodin Tishayin, Vachkap Emekidus Ayoyim, Al Kodin, that is the risk. Right? And then the Haggad, Haggad is the Ramah. The Yeshayim in Rashi writing. You see that? The Yeshayim. What? I skipped a little bit to Rashi writing. Okay, you know, I'm going to read the whole thing. Finish. Back to Sivov. Beginning with Sivov. In Gomer Sudov, we can show you. Tell the Meir Shavir for the Samot. Vav Birchas Hamozain, Al Kis Nishain, Vaskaf Ema Kinshayim, Al Kis Shein. That is the opinion of First you make the mazain, and then you make kiddush, and you finish the meal by a shmoshes. So it's the opinion of the rich. The tzach lahav kiddush or sarv zech the mazain. You say avi shemvav kedim kiddush. They don't say it. Chayin the maskis or sarv. Tazin the maskis kiddush or sudo. Chayin hika k'mayshen is ba'aleil seiv shem and kuf beiches. Now continues the remark. The yesh machleikus im yitoim. There's a machlokes of shenim if you're allowed to drink from the kois of Birchas Hamazon before kiddush. The Rish says you can, but Taisa says you can't. So according to Taisa, the halacha of the Rish is problematic. Taisa says you're not allowed to drink before. Taisa's rejected that. Taisa says, hold, you're not allowed to drink before, so it's quite right. Taisa himself doesn't hold like that, but there is such a gift for Taisa which does hold that way. So the Ramah says, there are opinions that hold that way, and therefore, you're getting yourself into difficulty. Another machlokes says, the Ramah, Gam in Tzorach Lahatul Ma'at Ach HaKiddush, Kiddush HaKiddush Mokhan Sudah. There's another problem if you follow the risk chart. Now according to the risk, what are you going to do about eating after the meal? The Rosh said, there's a problem of Kiddush Mokhan Sudah. You need to eat after the meal. The Rif obviously holds you don't eat to. The Rif obviously holds you don't eat to. So you're getting yourself into big difficulties, says the Ramah. And therefore the Ramah is going to tell us not to follow the Rif's Mahal. The Ramah is going to tell us not to follow the Rif's Mahal. And the answer to the question 9 is, how can you drink before Kiddush? The answer is that the Rif holds there's no problem of drinking before Kiddush. Why? Because like Yossi explained, it's just complete finishing off my weekday meal. The bonus question.
I often see people that change their
Shabbos. They don't drink a cup of wine before, after a Shabbos.
Because the Ramah said that some people said they're not
allowed to. You're getting yourself into big machlokes. The bonus question is the question which I just asked. Why come to Rit? Does a Yehuda require one to recite Kiddush before Berachas Hamazon? And according to the Rit, that holds that you are allowed to drink before Kiddush. So why does a Yehuda say you need to say Kiddush before Berachas Hamazon? The answer is, I understand the Mordechai. Like Moshe says, there are. The Rit holds of the Ran. The Rit holds of the Ran. And since the Yoim is going me to, so the Kiddush, the Mela, you have to be a Mordechai, you have to Kiddush first. So let's just finish off just another Halacha and a Maita we've had in Shulchan Aruch. It says the Shittas Rit, that's Tach and Mechaba. The Gemara brings down and says this opinion of the Mechaba is shonu with many machlokes in. The opinion of the Mechaba tells me that I can just make Berachas Hamazon and Kiddush is taking, if we have an issue that you're going to be drinking before, well, you're going to have, there's one issue whether or not you stay with tea. That's one issue. In this case, you haven't made Kiddush yet. So one issue is whether you make stay with tea. Another issue is, what are you allowed to drink the cup of wine, Mechaba? Rift seems to say yeah, but some Rishon say you can't. The third issue is that I'm going to be able to give this Mokhi Suda. The Rosh says you're not able to give this Mokhi Suda. Kind of where the Rift says you are. You're able to with a weekday meal, but today we give this. So the Mela, the Mahalach of the Rift has three big problems with it. And then the Rosh, the Mechaba brings down a second opinion. Even if you finish him in his own bench, rather than a first map of Mekadesh, your first map of Mekadesh, this is the opinion of the Rosh. So Mechaba brings down opinion of the Rif and opinion of the Rosh. It says the Ramah, the Hochi, Nog, we pass in like the Ramah, they're like the Rosh, the Hoitzi, Es Nashoi, he flukt us for Yishena, to get out of the whole bunch of machlokes. If you hold of the Mechaba, if you hold of the first opinion of the Rif, you are putting yourself into three possible big shailas. If you would make first Berachas Hamazon and then Kiddush, you have three big shailas. Do you stay with say? Are you able to get the Shmokim Suda? And can you drink the Berachas Hamazon? You require it. Can you drink the cup of wine of Berachas Hamazon? And are you able to get the Shmokim Suda? That was much better to make Kiddush, eat a little bit, and then you've answered all the problems. There's nobody who certainly say to you yet. Certainly say to you yet after night. You certainly can drink the Berachas Hamazon wine because you made Kiddush. And Kiddush, all these things. Therefore, says the Rama, it's better to do the second opinion more than following the Rishon.
One Berachas Hamazon at the end of the. But didn't it also, I'm sure when we saw this, that it's not real hard, even if somebody did bench first before the Kiddush, it's not all of the time that Shabbat, it's not a harm in saying this thing.
There was Machalikas, Rif, and Rosh. The Rif says that you have to, or the Rosh says you have to, but other Rishonim says you don't. Is there a harm in saying it?
That's what I mean. That's the
Now you don't have to continue the meal.
No.
So you don't stand on you have a sin for all the time. Yeah, it's like don't bench. You make a list, say I'm waiting, so you won't blame me anymore, you say I'm waiting, and then afterwards, you bench. And then you finish before you end it to the night. There's one question on this tomorrow. There's one question on this tomorrow. Following the opinion of the Ross doesn't solve all the problems. There's one problem that I wouldn't solve.
You know, we're not going to bench because we don't make a brother in the Sefer. You feel like Shmuel, the Hamotzi is in the Sefer, because if Esther, we hold it over here so that you can continue. So I understand, Horace Mafa, you want to make a Shabbos meal. Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush. But why are you saying the Hamotzi if you wanted to continue? The only reason you stopped.
You didn't want to continue.
But then you did want to say you said you do want to.
The story was you didn't. The story was in Gomas the Dosser, because the Shayim, you had already done my training, you finished, you weren't planning to continue.
What if you did want to continue?
Yeah, then you wouldn't make a Yossi. That's the halacha of Shigdal, is it? Oh, what do you say?
Well, then you have to say,
say.
There's an opinion that holds that once you do Maim HaKoni, you're not allowed to eat.
There is all that, right? There is all that. Once you've done Maim HaKoni, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So therefore, following the opinion of the Rosh doesn't solve all the problems. Because according to the Rif, you're not allowed to continue to eat.
What about the cuss after breakfast?
That's okay, after your benching. It's okay. But you're not at a break between Maim HaKoni and benching. Oh, that's okay. All Rif holds. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're right. There is such an opinion, such a thing. So now you have to weigh up. You've got three problems with following the opinion of the Rif. You've got this issue which the Rif held off, which the halacha we don't hold off. The halacha we obviously can eat more. And therefore, although the Rif holds that you should bench first, but we have to weigh up our cards in, the majority, there's more of a reason for us not to follow the Rif than to follow the Rif.
In a regular case, you can do that.
We pass when you can make an oitzi again.
Really?
It's the Sugyan, yes, and like Rafi showed us. Human on his base coming out, yes, Hashem, maybe in 2 weeks time we'll be able to know that.
Now let's say he didn't do my one for me and he didn't show you. Oh, so that's not
that we're
going to small back here.
Right.
Okay. But they finished their meal, they didn't do my machonim.
So everyone was saying, make kiddush, continue eating a bit, and then.
And you say make kiddush as long as you hold a massage. Hold a massage means that you're covering just the lechem on the table. And I mean, all pieces of lechem, not that you bring new lechem and covering it. All pieces, whatever people ate, all over the table, hold a massage.
Yeah. Yeah, the Quran, yeah. It's a lucky shayla when you make when you have a kiddush, in shul you have to cover every piece of cake that's on the table.
Would it be sufficient to be poet ma'a with
a clear through? It's on the reasons. So we have three reasons why you poet ma'a, right? You want to remember the three reasons why we play this map on?
Bush is embarrassing.
Bush, huh?
Naman. And then Naman is clear.
In order to reveal the Shabbat meal, the Kavod Shabbat. So Bush is Lodan, which helps. So you can still see, right? You can see through the plastic.
No, but anyway, they would see.
It's on the right, why you're covering the first.
I don't even know the word to say the same Bush, because on Hamotzik and Kala, you could halakhically make Kiddush and Kala.
You
can't make
Kiddush
on cake. So the case says?
You can't. The Zulkan says you can.
Peanut
butter. Who says? Yeah.
Master Gavin
wants to make
an offer. Not that question.
Not that question. Like cake.
They're mostly if you would eat 5,000.
No.
That question is okay.
Because you don't know if it's bread, that'd be Quranicus. If we saw it's bread.
You are. It's my birthday.
That's the only reason that we're not in session for covering the zone.
Oh, that's why? Because it avoids the whole subject by not making benching over case. Indeed, because it avoided the subject. But no one suggests that. Why don't we just not bench over case? I remember when I first moved there to Seoul, it very much bothered me. The most special filler of the Yom Kippur. Yeah, here next to Seoul, it's rushed. It's very much rushed. Why? Because they want to get better screen in by Shkia. So it used to bother me. Why are they rushing the most important thing? So somebody told me, no, you see how chosim in this case, look at me. See how chosim, zuchning is. That's to tell your view. It is a very chosim in the quiet.
So why not the group of the Mincha?
Because Mincha is the time, it's not the time for me. So, this thing, my time is just the time for me.
They'd be drunk.
Another time around.
No, that's the only time you can.
When you have some Zola, they're the Sorin. You drink the wine, you're not the drug, you get the CS. Why don't you just say, you have beer? They don't, no problem. But we don't say that. We could have just avoided the whole focus. But no one suggests that.
Right. So definitely, Kiddus on Abdullah on Yain is definitely more Mahuda than Abdullah on the Isbord and so on.
No, you would just obviate the question. You know, let's say there is no kid. You can just have beer, no problem.
The
you don't say that.
The other required kiddush before.
Why do the real isn't it? And the answer to that is because of the reason of the rock. Since the Yoim is going the best model.
Because of Ram.
The Yoim, yes, right, to the ground. Okay, only because of that reason. Let's start the new sugar. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Dog the Gemara. I'm starting off the Gemara. I'm going to leave you to work on it. I'm going to move on. Am I? Move on a bit. End of the day, if you would have a meal that finishes at Benish Moshe's and you've done my Mephrenim, you would make Kiddush, eat a bit more, make a moitzi, eat a bit more, then do Berachas Mazon and Kolchos. What? No, you don't need to do that. That's the Roman Sikh that's in your hand.
No,
Corey,
it's not in that.
Unless you got your hands
dirty. There is. In that case, yeah, because you're going to continue eating.
Why are you covering it? It's chopping up in the Ramajit.
Not on the slave with my palm?
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, Abraham. Avdik Masud also, any of the Bachelors in Skilla and a first map on the Kaddish. And what can I make with my
part of the world?
I don't know, it's not in the whole that way because it kind of brings two opinions. Shulchanor, and normally Shulchanor follows the first opinion. It's not very much machmer about stopping brothers. Very much machmer about it. And if my guess is, if you open Kaf HaChaim, they'll tell you to follow the Ramah. My guess, that's what my guess is. Definitely Ashkenazim, definitely all that way. We make, if it would ever happen, that you finish Ben Asmosis, have a weekday meal on Erev Shabbos, and you finish Ben Asmosis, which could happen for him time, you wouldn't finish at Ben Asmosis. But if it would be that you finish the Ben Asmosis, then the halacha is that you would be first map on the Kaddish, and continue. Because there's no difference if you do it when you finish. If you finish Ben Asmosis, you finish after night, the same halacha applies. At Ben Asmosis, you first map on the Kaddish, and you go on. You eat how much you know?
This year.
In Yerushalayim. Yeah, I wouldn't advise. I must admit, I was in Yerushalayim. Unless you got whatever, the davening there was very interesting. A lot of Jewish security. So you have to have a lot of self-control for these things.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yes.
Last time I hope I answer this. So the person that they did my macaronim, it's Shabbos.
Right.
The person the table put down, I'm going to do Kiddush. Right.
Wine.
I'm going to do Motzi.
Right.
Okay. Don't have to wash the dishes.
Right.
And then continue.
Not because it's not a friend, but because it's my machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the Motzi again.
The Motzi, and?
Then it was the Mechanimus on the end.
Eat?
Eat.
How much do you have to eat?
How
much is the minimum?
Minimum.
So it could be a gazayis because you need to bench after. No, it could be a gazayis because of the Shabbos, but the passage to the Shabbos is based on. There's two opinions about it. So here in terms of Shulchan Aruch, eat a little bit. I think Mr. Rubin brings down to his eyes and Shai Shin, he says, Gebetz. There's two. Either Gebetz or Beitz.
Yep.
All you have to know is the night and the big time. Right, says the Gemara, Mike. Why do we have this whole big discussion? Why do you need two koshes? Nimreinu the shavayu achod kosa. Let's say there's mosn and kiddush on the same cup. Why do you have to drink two cups? You don't make two kiddushes on one kiss. Love is, you don't do two kiddushes on one kiss. What do you mean two kiddushes? We're not talking about two kiddushes, we're talking about birchas and mazon and kiddush. Why are we talking about two kiddushes here? So Hashem tells us, kedushas just means mitzvahs. You don't do two mitzvahs in one cup. Right? Stay kedushas, says Hashem, birchas hamazon, kiri kedusha. Birchas hamazon, kiri kedusha, kikidush, hayoyim, kolayim, stay mitzvahs. Don't do two mitzvahs in one cup. Ein oisah o. So you don't do two mitzvahs in one cup. My time, eh? Why not? I'm not going to eat well, if you say no to mitzvahs. The fee, sharing no mitzvahs, you do not do mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos, bundles, bundles, literally means you don't bundle together two mitzvahs. You've got one cup of wine, you're going to put on those both, that one cup of wine, two mitzvahs, you don't do that. Why? Because it makes it look as if it's a big tshuva for us to keep mitzvahs, and we want to try and get through them quickly, right, mass, get rid of them. No, take your time, each mitzvah has its own cup. There's more than his own cup, Kiddush his own cup.
So what is Havdalah? And because you're making Havdalah, that's one mitzvah. And that same coast is used for Birkan HaMazon, which is another mitzvah.
That's the most kasha, yeah.
Right.
The answer is, she can't.
Okay.
You use two cups.
So you can
support
second cup
from Abdullah. That's what the Gemara said. Choice three, showing you bench. And the second cup, are you asking about Abdullah?
Yeah.
Same halacha like it. Yeah, we'll see as we move along. Yeah. At the moment, at this stage, this is what's going to be. If the ceiling, that's a very strong question. If the Avram is a bit like the Bior Hagro. Hagro stands for Avram, I guess. Elior, really. But the Bior Hagro is a pirush on Shulchan Aruch. And if you look through it, you'll see like one word here, one word there. And very difficult pirush, because you have to try and work out from this one word what he meant. The question is, why did he write it like that? Why didn't he write more? He explains, because really Torah Shabbat Peh should be said Shabbat Peh, shouldn't be written. But there's a head to, because you might forget, so you have to write. So for him, one word is enough in order to make sure you wouldn't forget. So one word. So Bevram, in his greatness, threw out a one word question which has very deep meaning to it. It's a shilin. Right. Two words. It's a shilin. The only difference between you and the Lord again is that we're talking about Tej Vavay. So you're allowed to elaborate, you're allowed to say Tej Vavay verbally, you're allowed to verbalize it. So what is your question about Ezra Shilin?
It's a shilin to do two bits with the same answer, doing the
Let me explain Rabbi Brahm's question, and it's a question which maybe eventually we'll discuss. It's quite a deep question. There's two klalim. There's one klal which we just learned, that you don't bundle together two mitzvahs. There's another klal which we see countless places too. Here this guy, if you use something for a mitzvah, use it again for a mitzvah. Eif Tashin is an example. Eif Tashin is a mitzvah. And as Rafa says, use it for Lecha Mishnah. We use the Eif Tashin for Lecha Mishnah. Why? If you've already done one mitzvah with it, use it again for a mitzvah. And look, we use for what?
For the
Aramina. And
for
Beer College. Why? Again, the same idea. If you use it for mitzvah, use it again for another mitzvah. Is there a way to reconcile these two klalim? Maybe they've got a shaykh with each other. It seems to have some conflict between them. On the one hand, we're seeing if you have a cup of wine for versus a Muslim, we don't put it together with kiddush. Okay, what if you're using this, then you might as well use it again. Well, on the other hand, we say that if you use something from it, so you do use it again. That's a question thrown out by Avraham. We're not going into the answer yet. It's for you to think about. For you to think about. Not in time of Shia, yes, Hashem, afterwards. There's definitely a chilukim, and it's for you to work on. But for the time being, why do you not make kiddush and mitzvah mazon on one goes? Because the ain't the mitzvahs chavilis chavilis. You cannot come into, bundle together two mitzvahs together. Let's see some Rashbam. Leminu shavaya achad kotel. Should say both them on one cup. Kiddush ayoyim and birchus hamazon. Says Rashbam, Leviyosi Park. This question was only contribution. Contributor, you of course need two cups. Contributor, one cup should have been sufficient. Yes, how? There is no Dibra Masson. Vilimrino.
At the end of the 10 lines down.
I have it,
yeah.
Okay. Ah, you got the modern Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first word is command, after that is a parenthesis, and then the middle. You see, I'm sure. Get the Rashbam count 10 lines down.
Okay. The last word, Balibrino.
You got it or not?
I don't have it.
Since you break the Torah Akiris Sulchan and you need an Akiris Sulchan, you need to break up the Sudah, Torah State Kaisen. It's possible you need two cups. Why? What is it? The whole question of the Gemara, they should do both in one cup, is only contraviosi. Contraviosi means you better smog them and kiddush in the end, do them both in one cup. The contraviosi, who holds that you have to break up your weeding and then start Shabbos meal afresh, it's possible that you need to have two cups. The Gemara never would have suggested that you need to have one cup. I said to Rashbam, why? Because the contraviosi, now speaking, the Tzorach Achir Sulchan Tzorach Shtei Kaisis. So Daniel was trying to say something. What were you saying, Daniel? Says of Daniel that this Yashvat makes sense. If you make Birchus HaMazon first, you've already dismantled your table, and then you'll make Kiddush on your next meal. So of course you need to have two cups. But the Rashbam was the one who said you make Kiddush first. Why not? You finish your benching, then you take kiddush, then you drink. Then you drink. So, anyway, the Rashbam writes all the make kiddush first. So what's happened to Rashbam? Rashbam doesn't really elaborate too much. There's a taste of seven emrinu, taste of tzatzeh, and that was the chayt of Shatma Rashbam. I'm going to leave you to work on it. What we need to get is silver two dots at the bottom. I just want to tell you some Rosh Tevis as we go along before you get there. There's something called Yeknaha. There's something called Yeknaha. And there's something called Yeknahal. Those are Rosh Tevis mentioned in the Gemara. Yeknaha. You see them all?
Right here.
There's Yeknahal. And there's something beforehand,
right
Yaknaha and Yaknazma. Those stand for Yain Kiddush Ner Havdola Zman. Yain Kiddush Ner Havdola Zman. That's the order of the Kiddush. Yain Kiddush Ner Havdola. And the Gemara's got a discussion, if you have Shabbos and Havdola, what's the order? Do you do Yain Kiddush Ner Havdola? Do you do Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Havdola? Different orders. And the Gemara, you just need to know the code word in order to understand what's going on.
Ayin is Zman?
Zman. Zman is Shekhiyon.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So we have to get to the Siddharth. We have to do Seifa, the first Seifa. Skip out the second one. We will come back to him, Yat Hashem. Skip out the second one. Do the third, fourth, fifth.
We did it with Bishon?
No, Vinimu. I'm saying do Vinimu. Skip out Shein. We'll come back to it in Yat Hashem. Vinimu. Then carry on the rest of the Seifa. Meitzei, Menich, and Is. And the next, we shall continue. It's great.